bring this meeting to order. Ingram City Council, May 20th, 2024 at 6 p.m. Roll call. Robert.
Here.
Rocky.
Here.
Ray.
Here.
David.
Here.
Twanda. Everybody's here. Ray, would you like to say a prayer?
We pray for our wisdom, for our strength, for our courage to do what is right and good for all citizens. May we put the interests of others above our own. May we act with love for the common good. May we be good neighbors, recognizing your image in every person here. We thank you again for your for this council, our mayor, our city, our staff, our first responders, our hospital staff, and all those who work to make this place we call home such a wonderful city. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, whose perfect love sets us free from all fears and all our fears. Amen.
Amen.
City events and announcements and proclamation. Popular turnout for the City of Ingram spring cleanup, which occurred on Saturday, May 11th. Stuart?
There you go. Cleanup, fabulous, overwhelming. It was fast and it was furious. We had trucks, trailers, lying down the road. It went quick. I had John and Johnny there with the city equipment. It just went smooth. One of the things, I believe it was Kelly had this amazing idea, is that if we do it again, put it on the sewer bill, and that'll be your ticket to get in. No sewer bill, no giddy in. That keeps everybody honest. Everybody that's not a citizen, they just can't come. So we're gonna do the sewer bill. I do not have that. We did get the bill for it, of course, and I think I've talked to some folks already about the next one, and I'd like to see some community participation as far as donating to help with these dumpsters, because they're pretty expensive.
I'm sure, but all we got to do is ask.
Yeah, and I've been asking because I'd like to do more dumpsters and just make sure that everybody that comes is a resident. But turned out great.
No, awesome.
Only one complaint, and that was just somebody that just didn't know how to read, and so that's it. Went good.
Awesome. Thanks, Stuart.
Started on it like right now and start asking for some donations.
I think we could have built 5, 6, 7 dumpster roll-offs easy.
That's awesome. That's a lot of trash.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're getting there.
Election announcement. Due to May 4th election cancellation, we need to elect a new mayor pro tem. So.
Yes, I should have used different language on the agenda, but we just need a council vote to elect a new mayor pro tem.
Or the same, whatever.
Anybody? I'd leave it the same. Rocky likes doing it.
Rocky loves it.
Use the buddy system. Leave it the
need
same.
A motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we elect Ray Howard.
Is your mic on?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm just not close enough.
What is this? Mayor pro tem?
act in the absence of the mayor.
My only problem is, you know, back and forth to MD Anderson. So it would be, that could be a problem if.
It's up to you.
I'm just letting you know. I would accept it, but that's just the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I am getting ready to go in for some more different treatments, so.
Need a vote? She made a motion.
David made a motion?
No, Juan made a motion.
Juan made a motion for Ray.
He didn't make a motion?
No.
Need a vote?
He's not gonna be here, so I'll still do it if y'all want to.
Yeah, that's just my.
Need a vote?
That's my problem.
She made a motion, so vote.
Need a second?
Accepted or not?
You need a second?
Need a second, yeah, need a second.
That's okay.
My second, Rocky being.
No, we have to have motion.
She made a motion.
For me.
For you to be.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make a motion, just leave it the same.
Okay.
Ray's gonna be in it. I think Ray do a great job.
So we don't have a second, so the motion dies. David makes a motion.
Just leave it the same.
Need a second.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
No.
I abstain.
That's three, two.
I said no.
You said no.
Rocky can't vote.
What for you?
That's three.
No, he abstained.
No, he abstained.
No, I changed it, yes.
Yes?
Changed it to yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's three.
Misunderstood.
All right. Okay, Rockies are saying Mayor Pro Tem. Visitors and citizens forum, do we have any?
Yes, is Sarah Smith here? Hi, Sarah. I understand you would like to talk about your property for Phase 3 sewer project?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Sarah Smith, my brother and I now own the property at 3420 Junction Highway. That's the Phase 3, the sewer line is going right down the middle of our creek bed. My question, and I don't know who to answer or ask, what's going on with it? Where are we at? We're still not hooked up. Our property still looks really rough. You know, there's piles of dirt, debris out there that no one's cleaned up. And I mean, y'all got this for us still. But I was just wondering if anyone could update me.
We can't answer any questions to you, but we have the man right here, the inspector. He's gonna give us an update, and I bet he can answer some questions for you.
Okay.
Or we can ask him some questions. All right?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Can we have one on? Twanda would like to speak as a citizen.
Ms. Brown?
Is that mic on, Twanda?
It's on now.
Thank you.
Can y'all hear me? I don't feel like I can hear me. I wanted to give some kudos to some of our city employees that have done an excellent job. One is to the guys who helped Stuart with the cleanup. They have also done an awesome job on Washington Street, putting out the gravel and making our entrances to our properties much better. We now do not have the humongous gullies that we had before, so I really appreciate that. I have a couple of problems that I need to bring before the council. One is there's an anonymous person out there, and I assume they live in our community, maybe they don't, but they are sending emails to everybody in the county, including our employees, trying to cause trouble and division. And so I'd just like to say on the record that they really need to stop, because there's an appropriate way to get those answers, and that's a FOIA, or to simply pick up the phone and call and ask a question. So maybe they can work better at that. And for the person who threatened me today, you know who you are, and I would appreciate that you do not approach me again. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Palmer. Consent agenda, All items listed below the consent agenda are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of items unless the mayor or council member so requests, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence. The audio on the minutes did not work. Heather's going to have to, Kelly,
sorry.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. She's going to have to work on the minutes, so we don't have any minutes to approve. Consideration and possible actions on business items. 4A USDA Phase 3 Sewer Project Update. Mr. White.
Most of you have seen this. Just going to run through the presentation here. This is the general location. It's basically off Moore, between off Junction Highway 27, between Moore and Josephine up to Winona. There's contact information if anybody would like. Oscar Aragwin is the general contractor. He's the project manager. I'm easy to reach to through either Kelly or the mayor, council. I'm the inspector. We are in a current status of closeout, and I'd like to say congratulations to everybody that's helped me with this, with the city. They've done a fantastic job of holding all the parts of the project accountable. We've got good roads, but not as good as we fought for, but there's some road base, and I've got some pictures. We did not get road base. We couldn't find any money to get the road base in there, and I've got some pictures that'll demonstrate what we did end up with. Worked really hard to get the drainage right. Council, mayor really pushed everybody on this project to do a good job. So thank you all for your help. We are not at closeout right now, but we are certainly crossing that line. The big news right now is there is a USDA, and on our USDA meeting of last week, we have to set a deadline for sewer connections. And I think there's 4G has some item for changing if it's mandatory or not. Is that, I might have misinterpreted that. Phase 1 and 2 was mandatory. Phase 3 has not been mandatory to my knowledge. Bottom line, the general contractor needs to pull out, and on June 21st, he's gonna show up and do the last of the roughly 65. There was 130, and there's roughly 65 done. And those are, it's different back there all the time. So our estimates were about half of it got connected. There could be significant risks for residents. If you don't get connected, it could cost a lot. Right now, it's just basically included in the project and the USDA funding.
$25 right now.
And yes, from the city.
Yes.
Yeah, but we've got equipment. The general contractor has his equipment out here. He's ready to hook you up. So please get on that list now. Sooner is better. We are running through substantial completion and a punch list. Are there any questions? Because we do need to get that signed and kind of complete the punch list. If y'all have additional items, can we get together?
This Clark Street and the road set.
Yeah, we got.
I did look at that.
We can get together.
Yeah. And so we maybe talk offline about that and get any detail there. But set up something this week, please, and get anything remaining on that punch list, because once we move to final, once that final's done, then that's when they get there.
And that lady there needs some help on getting her.
Yeah.
Yes, and I've got her phone number, actually, and we just talked briefly. So I'm going to get that and make sure the right of entry. Apparently we didn't have it, or general contractor didn't have it, and it was just found by Laura, I believe. So we'll make sure that's taken care of. Payout 19 and 20, there was a lag from November, I believe, was the last payout, so we do need to get that one taken care of. Mayor and I just talked about that. The general contractor is it's been running late, so he's worked up about that.
Greg, I believe, was the payout in February?
I'm sorry?
It was, I think, wasn't there a payment made in February?
I believe it was November was payout 18.
Oh, okay.
If I'm remembering off right, and then there was like basically payout 19, I think, was November to March, or November to February.
Okay.
And then March, it was kind of mid-March when it all got signed and approved, and so he's waiting on that payment, which is a lion's share of what's due on payouts 19 and 20. And I think USDA is taking, I mean, USDA isn't involved anymore in payouts 19 and 20. The USDA monthly meeting we've got scheduled right now for June 6th at 1 p.m. And it's imperative, especially now that we're doing closeout, that council, mayor, please come to this meeting on June 6th. It is probably more of a closed meeting. I don't think I'm inviting y'all. So we do need some representation.
At what time?
June 6th at 1 p.m. That's on a Thursday. And I can move that around too. You know, we're flexible. But that's when the general contractor shows up. USDA is showing up because she's ready to close this project out. And she's been really difficult, but she was here last Thursday and with us on the Zoom call. So that's really important to be there and get whatever concerns y'all have vocalized and problems resolved. The easements are still needed. For the two properties, the one we've been talking about off of Arkansas, there's two different properties on Arkansas. For a property on Winona, and I left a message with the lawyer, but you know, I'm not his client, so I'm not hearing anything from him. But we need work on that, because just make sure we can get it before June 21st and we should be fine.
And I did reach out to the attorney. I'll have to see where we left off with that though.
He did respond back for
yes.
Something. I can't remember either.
So Kelly and I maybe can loop back in.
Yes.
Yourself, Mayor, Rocky, whomever.
Yes.
We do need to get those locked and loaded, though. The generators, the lead time, by the time we got everything sorted out, it's about mid-December. So we're not going to be able to final until mid-December. The good news for the city is there is retainage that's being held that benefits the city, because the general contractor is not getting paid until we get finals. So we find everything. There's a bunch of money, 5% basically of the project is sitting there in retainage to sort out. And that's the last bullet point is, well, second to last is retainage in the final. We're looking at mid-December. And then TCEQ kind of covers all of this too. They're just kind of another check and balance that I'm going to have come out. It's the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. They look at storm drainage primarily, but it's the silt fencing and rock and wattles and stuff like that that are out there to keep storm drainage. But they get a good look environmentally to make sure everything was done well. And they just finished that up last week, and I drove around off-road a little bit out there, and it was looking good. I'm gonna run through some pictures. March was the last time I was here for a presentation, so I'm just gonna cover basically mid-March until now. Just went through some pictures to show what we got done. And got equipment. That was a good day. I hope it's coming in handy. These pictures were, it was brand new, didn't have a scratch on the bucket. Really excited for the city to have that stuff. I hope it works out really well. Got attachments. Got the asphalt driveways in. I think there's one asphalt driveway that's in dispute right now that wasn't on the plans, and I'm working with Oscar, and I'll have to work with Kelly. That this came up a month ago or something like that. And I've got this as a task, is basically somebody's driveway off of Moore didn't get done. It wasn't on the plans. We're gonna try to find the money and get it done. That's how they do a driveway. They just throw some asphalt in there and steamroll it. I've got some drone footage publicly available. Not so publicly, but it's on Dropbox. If y'all want a link to it, I'm probably sent one, but I'm happy to send another, but that's one of the shots there. Up at the corner at Hill Country Youth Ranch. Looks beautiful too when you're flying through there. You can see all the roads, all the black asphalt. Beautiful asphalt meeting the concrete. section there, the low water crossing at Josephine. They finished up all the manholes, got them all cleaned up. Diamond's in there with the rebar. Closed them up, and I've checked all the bolts on all of them. So they were there. We'll probably do that again through the final.
Make sure all the seals were on there, too.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm looking at each and every one of them, make sure they get
last
the seals.
Last time we pulled stuff, and there wasn't nothing, no seals in them, bolts weren't tight, stuff like that. Not on this section, but before. So
I remember, I think y'all had sent me out there with Ray, I believe, and some other folks, and we found that, and then just learning the process of how to inspect those and such. But these guys, you know, they do them all the time. They got the right seal and lubrication in there. They're nice and tight. Again, from the city's encouragement through me, is they got a lot more drainage issues solved than what they were arguing about. So here is on Josephine. They got basically everything coming down Mineola. I don't know last time y'all went out there, but coming down Mineola, it would race down to Velma Street. Right now it's coming off Mineola, turning the corner and coming down and draining as it should through culverts on Josephine. And here they're cleaning out the ditches and making sure all that was working. And when it rains, we haven't had severe, I'm sorry?
Not washing on the road no more.
That's correct, yeah. So we haven't had real severe rains, and so I'm sketched out about that, but you know, you kind of, proof's in the pudding when it, you know, hits us at 2, 3, 5 inches in an hour, you know? And that's kind of out of the realm of what anything can handle anyway. I believe it's been up to 1 inch storm. I think it was 3/4 actually is what I'm thinking is the worst I saw it. And that actually guided a lot of that effort, getting it proper off of Mineola. Did a pretty good job. So here we're starting to cut. And again, this was back in March, I believe. This is when they were setting the concrete for the low water crossing. This particular section right here is up on Winona. What I found really interesting about this is a cross section of the road. But I tried to get some closer pictures because it kind of shows what we had there, you know, over decades, I'm sure, of just you see up under this, the layer that they did, which is relatively thick, and you can start seeing right there between those arrows is where the base is from the trench, and that's how roads should be built all the way across. But since we didn't have the money, you can see kind of asphalt. It's a mix of asphalt and some caliche on the left-hand side, and that's exactly what makes those roads not perfect, and it's unfortunate, but better. And they did go thicker on that asphalt, which I was grateful for, but I feel your pain, and do wish it could have gone better, but that's where we ended up, and that's a good cross-section picture of it right there. You can see again right here, a little bit closer of just all the different debris, and right there, kind of in the, just to the right of center, is where that road base is over that trench, and I lined that up to see that's what we were looking at. So then they go ahead and lay out all the steel to lay the concrete down. This is a representative picture from Velma and Winona. They put chairs on it, which are those little black deals to raise that that rebar up to sit in the middle of the concrete. I watched them very closely on this. This is actually the one on Winona, finished product there. And then we paid mine to make sure it was smooth, the dirt and compaction, so there's no hard curbs or hits for the road widths. This one was interesting on Velma. We took out the pipe in the middle, the culvert pipe, and you can kind of see the indentation. Put a head wall there, basically, where the water's coming down. They went deeper, kind of top center of the picture there. You can see where it's a little darker. They went deeper, so it's kind of a head wall. So when the water hits, it goes over, doesn't have an opportunity to dig under. And on the other side, there's another picture of that head wall. On the other side, we put something for the water to escape over there, run down through Brushy Creek. This is up on Mineola. When they come, it helps guide that water. They put a concrete ditch in there to help keep it off of that manhole right there and just kind of guide the water around. Seemed to be working good for what we had. And they were finishing up services, and they have pulled off for now. one of the last services they did. And this was the other day. I went off-roading around back through there looking for all the TCEQ, the silt fencing, all the silt protection. I clearly missed Sarah's property. I apologize. We'll walk out there with you and find what they need to clean up and get them to do that. This is looking down Brushy Creek. And that's actually the property we're talking about. There used to be silt fencing right there on the edge. And so I had to make sure they got that out. And that's it for the pictures for now. Any questions? All right. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. 4B, code enforcement update. Stuart?
We have been busy. We're not sitting back on our laurels. We're, thanks to my fellow folks over there on the front row, they've all been helpful. Jackie, I'd like to thank you for the uniforms and her patience with me and her helping me with the letters that I've screwed up and my grammatic and my spelling. But anyways, and Christian has been done yeoman's work. He's towed off a couple of cars for me. We've got an RV towed out that's been there for a long, long time. It was up on Birdie May. So with Chief and the folks, it makes it a lot easier for me. And like Twanda said, the public works guys really have been busting their tail for me. So, and I appreciate that. They've been shorthanded, and I appreciate that. We have done quite a few abatements here in town. We had a healthy, healthy list that we started. We're down to like one. We do have a citizen that I've been after for about 2 years that finally has a roll-off in their yard. They're cleaning it up. So we're down to that last few of the first list. Bills have been sent out, and we're starting to get liens out once we hit that period of time. We've gotten all the letters from the attorney finally, so we're doing that. So hopefully we get these liens all finished and some money back in the city coffers. One of the things we have been working on that's we've been talking about for a very, very, very long time is the travel trailers and the RVs in Ingram. We have one that left on McNeil. We got that taken care of. It was kind of an eyesore. I have sent out letters to several folks. I'm trying to ease into it because I don't want a mass revolt on our hands, but we've gotten letters out, so we've got people that have been notified. You're living in your trailers, and it's got to stop. It's against ordinance, and we're done with it. I have sent a letter out to a property, as y'all know, up on Moore Street. We have some pretty big issues up there, and we're ready to move up there and do clean up there. So Chief and I, we've got to kind of sit down and get a plan so that they're able to come up there if I need help with any of the citizenry that may not be happy, but that's coming real soon. One thing that's happened that I'm really, really proud of, there is was a residence down on River Park Drive where I live, and it had been falling down, Ray will tell you, for years and years and years and years. And I finally made contact with that the homeowner, and I advised her that it's a different Ingram, and we're following through on what we say we're going to do. So within about a week, she had made, she had gotten the company to come out, and that house is gone, completely gone, at no cost to the city. It's been coming a long time. So I'm really proud that we got rid of a bad property. And it didn't cost us any money, and it was no struggle. It just went smooth. I mean, couldn't have gone any better. So I'm real happy about that. So things are going along good. Just be patient. I know there's some properties that need to be remedied, and we're trying to do it kindly and gently and lovingly without, you know, we don't want to be the ogres. But it's, I think if you drive around, I drive around town a lot. And usually I drive around and one of the things I do is on cool days, in the mornings, I like to drive around and see what trash I need to get out and pick up. And I was really happy this last time because there wasn't much to pick up. So I don't know if the citizens are starting to get on board with it, or we've got some walkers or what we got going, but it's working, it's working, it's working. So we're on the way to having a really beautiful little town. That being said, while I've been driving around, I'm always thinking of things we can do to make it better for the community. That's my job, is to make things better for the community. And one of the things I noticed, being a former first responder, we don't have very many blue and white EMS signs, you know, little reflective signs that we get from the county. There aren't very many out there. And the other day I had to hand deliver some sewer notices for Laura. And I thought, man, if I can't find these houses during the daytime, what are these guys and gals doing at nighttime? They ain't finding that house or that business. So I kind of did a little reach out to a friend of mine at the 911 board, Nick. We've known each other for years. And I kind of bounced it off him of, what would you say if we made it an ordinance? And this is only something I'm asking the council to start thinking about now. If we made it an ordinance for all residents and all businesses in the city of Ingram to be required to have that reflective 9/11 sign. Now, I realize there's a cost. It's $10 for single-sided, it's $12 for double-sided, but that's a really, really, really small price to pay for your life, or to get an ambulance there, or the officers there. So it has been done. One case was in Midland. I've got all the information how Midland did it, but it's something I'd like for y'all to kind of start thinking about now. I don't want to do it if it's going to be a hardship on Laura and Kelly, as far as I don't want them to have to do any collecting money or anything like that. We'll have to work with 9/11 and get it worked all out. But, you know, if the council would approve me to talk to them more and more and see what we can do as far as getting the program to maybe make that really happen. We'd be the only town in, gosh, I don't know of any towns that require it.
Is there any grants or anything out there, Stuart, that 911 could point us in the direction of or anything?
Well,
to get that done?
I've talked to them about it, and really they're saying they don't have that ability, but I'm sure we could reach out. That's really a worthy project. Is
sure.
we could reach out to Kalu or somebody, HEB, somebody, you know, is going to say, hey, you know, this is a really good idea. And who knows, maybe we'll be the model for the city of Kerrville, for the rest of the county. I don't know, but I'd like to see Ingram be like really at the forefront of taking care of this. So it's something I'd like to look into to a little bit more.
I thought we had them in the rules that we...
Just the house signage is all I could find.
But the 911, when they come out, I thought it was passed.
I didn't see anything about that. The only thing that I think that would occur on the city as far as expense-wise, I would like to suggest that if a month or two or 6 months we decide to do this, would be to make the offer for, if you cannot put your sign up, that Public Works will screw it on the front of your house or your pole or whatever, especially if you're elderly or senior, you know, or a vet or something like that. But it's something to throw out there. It's something to work on.
Well, had an ambulance coming and you were dying, you'd sure want to be able to be picked up.
Well, yeah, you know, I used to work as a paramedic here in this town, and I can remember the days of being told, yeah, you go out the highway and you look for the barn and there'll be a cow and the flashing lights.
We could notify them on the sewer deal that we're just going to pass an ordinance for them to pay to have one. Let's let him check into it and see if we can
do a different deal.
Yeah. So if you guys are all right with it, I'd like to take a look at it. And
I am.
Absolutely.
Okay. Then I'll get back with y'all with maybe next council. Get it worked out.
And I don't remember it costing anything or like something.
It's $10 for a single, 12 for double sided, but there's things like we don't want 650 people showing up at the 911 office wanting their sign.
Place an order for them.
You know, we'll do it in increments or something.
And Stuart, what's it called? The Kerr Emergency 911 Network. On the website, it says you can make your own sign if you want. It just has to be. The numbers have to be a certain size and reflective.
I think if possible, if we could make them all standard.
I agree. I'm just saying Chief, that is an option.
But they make yes. them for you down there. I mean, I've had them whenever.
Make them
over here. They make them.
Have them all standard colors, size, everything. I think. I also talked to Chief Lynch at the fire department, and he said he is really on board with that. You know, usually when they go out, there's something orange glowing out of a house when they go. But when these guys go out, there's usually nothing like that. There's no indicator. It's just dark and small town, but there's a lot of ground to cover. And anyways, I'll work on it and I'll put something together, and I'll work with Kelly and Chief, and I'm sure Jackie will get involved, and I'll get back with something else at a later date.
Awesome. Thank you so much. By God, it is starting to get cleaned up, and I appreciate it. Some people ain't too happy about it, but.
Well, if I ask to go to the witness protection program, just put some money.
Talk to the chief. Grant Works update from the meeting that was held on May 2nd. Ms. Twanda?
Yes, at the last minute, I was asked to come in and sit in the meeting because this is the Grant Works update that is for the mitigation plan that the county has that we agreed that we were going to be a part of.
Oh, okay.
And the last time this was done was in 2018, and so it's time to update it. And so 4D and 4E go together, okay? So yes. Basically, they had a Grant Works meeting, and I came in and watched on the video, and they went through all the different entities that are going to be involved this time, and the one that matters to us is that the school decided not to be involved. But they had only had one item that they were touching on, and it was education. So, you know, whether or not they're involved in this, they just didn't want to pay in, is what it was, is being one of the entities that's in it. But it has far-reaching effects for us that if a problem comes up in the future, we will have the ability to go to Grant Works and ask for assistance if we have a major flood and we have things wash away, you know, roads, houses, we can get assistance.
And it's for prevention too, correct?
Yes, and what we're working on tonight is prevention. And this was at the meeting we were going to have at the beginning of the month, but we didn't have
it. Yeah, so this this mitigation action is under your
she put it under
consideration
a tab. Right, under consideration. So these were the actions that the city of Ingram agreed to look into in 2018. So 6 years, a lot of things have happened, and so I was just going to quickly read through them, and if there's something else you want to talk about, I'm not meeting with them for several more weeks to let them know what we have gotten done and what we still need to do. So I need feedback from y'all. Okay. So basically, the first one says the city of Ingram will reevaluate all relevant ordinances to identify strengths and weaknesses in order to develop new ordinances where necessary, improve existing ordinances where possible, and to provide greater opportunity for overall enforcement to minimize natural hazard impacts. So those are things like culverts, like the ones we're getting done in this wastewater project. You know, substandard housing, which we're working on. You know, there are lots of things. We have the historic district, so that's part of that. The second one is community outreach, and since the school is not in this separately, I thought we might reach out to them and ask if we can piggyback with them on some programs that they have, because a lot of their elementary age kids get this stuff already, and we can use that as what we're doing. Because if we're sending kids home knowing what the hazards are for fires and tornadoes, you know, those kinds of things, then we're meeting that one. The third one is purchase of backup generators, which was a plan that we had in place, but I do believe this is one that we have completed, as I understand it. I know we have backup generators here at City Hall, and I was pretty sure that we had put some in place for our wastewater system. I don't know these details, so I'm asking.
We're supposed to be finished in December.
In December, okay. Okay.
Drainage projects, that would be.
Right. Yeah. And then number four, the two flood items are drainage projects and debris reduction. So our guys in Public Works have worked on drainage, the debris, when they've been cleaning up those, like on Woodlawn where the water comes down, they've cleaned that out. But we still have more to go, so I think we still need to keep these as items we're working on, but definitely something that's in the works.
So how do we get money out of this?
Well, what I'm doing is reporting back on the status. Either we abandon these ideas because we're not interested in pursuing them, or we have completed them, or they're in progress.
No, we would like, how do we get money for the drainage project?
When they get to that point, we'll be asking for it. We're not there yet. We're still putting in all the paperwork with whatever agency okay. It is that they're going through.
All right. The drainage project for sure.
Yes. Okay.
And
all right. So what we'll put on those are that we're deferring them to our plan update, which will be the 2024 plan. And that means those will be things we will continue doing. And yes, we want to look for money in those. So yeah, as soon as we can get to that money part, I will let y'all know.
Okay.
Cool. All right, thank you.
Thank you. 4F, vehicle purchase for the Ingram Police Department. Chief.
Mayor, I'd like to move that to after the executive session. I want to discuss personnel, and so I'd like to discuss that.
Okay.
After the
correction on that, we need to, it says correction to the ordinance for sewer tap fees. We need an ordinance resolution, and I would like to speak with the attorney on this also. So in executive session, he's gonna meet us up with us in executive session.
Okay.
6A, staff reports, police department chief.
So police department's still moving forward. We go ahead and stand up. I wanted to introduce one of our officers. This is Christian Perez. He's out of the academy and started with us. If y'all have missed him on traffic stops, he's been stopping a lot of cars here and trying to slow down our traffic problem. Been very active, so we're just proud to have him. And I thought some of you citizens may have not have seen him or met him yet, so I just wanted to introduce him. So thank you for being part of our team.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of things are moving forward with the police department. We're going to discuss a lot of them in executive session, and we do plan to give you an extensive write-up this week, so I'll set up a meeting tomorrow, and we'll cover some of that stuff. So, but we're still moving forward, and a lot of things coming our way. So as our CAD plan that y'all voted for us to do, the CAD system, that's all well in the works. We had a meeting this morning about that, and so everything's moving forward, so at a very rapid speed, faster than what we anticipated, so we're happy about that, and so things are going good.
Awesome.
Good deal.
We appreciate y'all, and we appreciate you, Jack.
Public Works, Kelly?
Yes, so the city of Ingram hired a new Public Works employee. He started last Friday, so now we're fully staffed with a team of four full-timers, so that's good.
Getting streets patched.
Brush picked up, streets patched, lawn mowed.
Weed whacking, they're working. All right, old and new business, information and discussion. Items for future agenda.
I noticed a tabled item from last time that said continued discussion regarding disability insurance for employees. I didn't know if we wanted to continue that or to let it go.
We have not had time to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot it was about the police department.
My apologies.
Okay. What did you ask earlier about the speed limit?
Speed limit signs.
Speed limit signs? Did we ever get?
We're working on that. So Stuart and Frank, our other officer, they went around counting the streets in Ingram, and we're trying to determine how many signs we need, poles, concrete, and put a cost together so we can bring that to you guys so you have a total cost. So.
I want to make sure it's recorded. That's all.
Okay. So that's why it wasn't on the agenda. So next meeting we should have that.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So I guess we'll put that on the next agenda. Let's put the signs on there. All right. I guess we will go into executive session at 6:47. Thank y'all for coming. At 6:47. City Council may, as permitted by law, adjourn into executive session at any time to discuss any matter listed above if they meet the qualifications in section 551.071, consultation with attorney, 551.072, deliberation regarding real property, 551.073, deliberation regarding gifts, 551.074, personnel officers, 551.076, deliberation regarding security devices, and 551.087, deliberation regarding economic development negotiations of chapter 551 of the Texas Local Government Code.
I'm going to pause the recording.
Discussion related to personnel,